This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Optimism was the question we asked a text line, 913-586-7965. Damn, glad to have you on a Tuesday. I think Mac's going to hit a 2.5 hour nap on a day like today.
A day like today, he's going to be all curled up.
Got the pups on the bed.
Yep.
House to the self.
100%.
Yeah. It's a perfect napping day, right?
It's going to be good.
I guarantee you my dog looked with one eye and went, screw this. I'm going back to bed.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought about it. I was like, ah, Binkley would love to work on his birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, he would. It is Jay Binkley's birthday, so make sure you send him a message on X.
Yes. At Three Guys in a Garage.
There you go.
And send him a little leprechaun because he's a March baby.
Yeah. He came in like a lion.
Magically delicious.
Binkley is?
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard.
Yep. Shout out to the Pitt State Gorillas. Somebody says, I got to be honest. Right? That's not the right one we want to read. I'm at 99% this year.
Okay.
I saw the abilities last year, and really an injury is the only thing I think that can stop us.
Yeah, that's every team, though.
Yeah,
I mean, that seems like the fallback. We're going to be great if we don't get injured. Yeah, so is everybody, right?
500 or better for me this year. I'm optimistic and excited from the 913.
I don't think that's a successful season though. 500. Like this needs to be a playoff team at minimum, right? At minimum. And I think they should be a team that is challenging for the division this year based on their roster, what they did last year. You take that next step, right?
You thinking like over 90 wins?
Well, I mean, what they have last year?
86.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everybody's conceivably better than where they were a season ago. It's only 4 games. They were a 30-game improvement from the year prior,
crazy,
right?
Yeah.
So, like you got to bank on everybody taking that next step. So, yeah, I don't think 90 is asking a lot to win the division based on what you did last year.
Vegas has them at 83.5 wins, so just slightly above 500.
Yeah.
From a 660, I'm not optimistic.
Okay.
Vinny injury history. Mm. Lugo won't be Cy Young guy. Waka will come back. He already came back. Salvi won't be as good. 5-9 is still not good. Bullpen is unknown. Bubic has no reason to trust starting.
Yeah. Okay. So let me address a couple of things there. We can't worry about injury. Yes, Vinny does have an injury history, but you know what? You have a backup now for Vinny. If Vinny gets hurt, Jack Haglione's probably going to play, and Vinny may never see the field again.
Julie.
Yeah. I mean, he may never see the field again, and that's not a shot at Vinny. But that's the expectation for Caglione once he gets in the lineup. He's not being removed from the lineup. So if Vinny gets injured, then Vinny, you know, I mean, I hate to say it, Vinny may be trade bait at that point in time. If Cags comes up and does what we think he is going to do. What was the other thing that they talked about on there that I wanted? Can you read that one again?
Yeah, it was Lugo is not going to be the Cy Young guy. Waka comes back and 5-9 hitters in bullpen.
Yeah, go look at any.
And Bubic.
Go look at any.
The entire team.
Yeah, he listed everything. Go look at any team in baseball. Nobody's good 7-8-9 at any spot unless they're the Dodgers and you're paying $300 million. So those are the only teams that are good 7-8-9 in the lineup. And I look, I understand if you have trepidation about Waka and Lugo duplicating what they did last year.
That would be my biggest fear.
Career years, it's hard to duplicate and count on guys having career years again. So I understand that point. I'm not necessarily against that. I totally see what you're saying with that.
And what's crazy is Waka didn't even have a career year last year. Like, go to his St. Louis numbers early in his career, like when he was really, and he's still able to do it at that age. Like, that's what he is. He's a third starter in your pool, in your rotation for a small market team in the AL Central. Like, he's not going to, even if Lugo isn't a Cy Young, like, what if he's a shade below that?
Yeah.
Like, he's a hell of a number.
What if he's Cy old?
He's a shade below that. From the 913 Fesco's burner account, the people that are not optimistic are the ones that do not want the Royals to move. just jumped up. We got a bunch of texts at once.
Move.
Are the ones that do not want the Royals to move. That's another way they voice their anger. Let them be angry. I'm 100% these boys. Let's go Royals, Aaron and Olathe.
I don't think anybody is going to prevent the Royals from moving. John Sherman's going to do what he wants to do, you know, and so.
From the 660, last year seemed like everyone had their best season at once. Flukes. What happens when the guys you counted on come back to earth and you don't bring in anybody else that you can say for sure will step up?
Okay, who did they miss on this offseason that we would have liked to have seen them bring in? Because I don't know the answer. They made a move for one of their biggest needs.
Yep.
They got better defensively. They got better offensively. They created depth. Do we still want to bag it? Would I like to have Luis Robert from the Chicago White Sox? You bet I'd love to have that bat in the lineup, but that's probably not going to be something that's realistically going to happen, you know, for this team. Who are the other power hitters? Santander, as Vern talked about yesterday. I think it was Vern that was talking about it yesterday. Like, you signed Santander to a long-term deal, then he starts blocking Jack Caglione or somebody like that, and you're like, oh man, I wish we didn't have that guy there. So that's kind of the flip side to that narrative.
From the 660, they can't wait for the Royals to go 162 just to get swept by the Dodgers in the World Series. LOL.
And I feel like that's always in the back of everybody's mind. Like, there two things can be true. We can still have a great baseball season, and the Dodgers can still be the World Series champions, right? Because I think everybody is picking the Dodgers to win the World Series, because that's what you should do, to pick the Dodgers to win the World Series.
The other thing, too, is that the Dodgers might be the greatest regular season team. They still got to win four games in a row when it matters. Yeah. Like, yeah, they're great, and they're good, and they did it last year. They didn't win four in a row, but they're good. But again, like, you have a chance if you play him for in a series instead of it. You don't have to play the Dodgers 162 times from the 913.
That's why I said two things can be true. You can have a really nice season, and the Dodgers could still win the World Series, but you could still win 90, win the Central, and get into the playoffs, and maybe you make the ALCS. Who the hell knows?
I disagree. Back-to-back years of 500 or better is good with me. Missing playoffs isn't a failure for me.
Okay. It has to be, though. I mean, that we have to have higher expectations, right? They've got the superstar player. They've shown that they can win. Now it's all about taking that next step. And I think John Sherman is in the position, too, where he's not going to allow this team to slip back. You know, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep pushing. We're going to be throwing money at this thing.
From the 816, we'll do one more. I don't think it's fair to discredit people's PTSD with the Royals. We've seen so many years of potential optimism just for the other shoe to drop. For me, it's cynical optimism, if that's a fair thing, LOL.
Well, I think we've created a lot of faux optimism over the years with the Royals because we wanted something to be optimistic about, because we didn't have the Chiefs doing their thing or them being a legit team. And we've wanted this baseball team to be a winner for so long. I was actually talking about it yesterday with somebody who used to work for the Chiefs, and we were talking about the wild card night, right? And we were talking about the Chiefs game the day before where Tom Brady went out there and was benched, basically, and they were on the Cincinnati. The Royals were at that game at that night, and I was talking to somebody yesterday who used to work for the Chiefs organization. Like, yeah, we got him a suite because at that time we had plenty of suites to give away because nobody was going. So we gave him a suite. He goes, I walked in that suite. He goes, it was like a fraternity house going on in there. Everybody was having a grand old time. He's like, these guys got to play the next day, right? So they went to bed and they woke up and they played, and they obviously won that wild card game. But I mean, that's the kind of optimism I think we should have going into this season, that this is going to be a playoff team, that this is going to be a fun baseball team, and everybody's going to fall in love with the Royals this year. That's allow yourself to get there. Don't allow that PTSD to have an impact, because none of that matters. Nope. They're not playing for the ghosts of the last 30 years or 40 years or however you want to look at it. They're playing for themselves today, and none of these guys were part of any of those failures that took place over the last 30 years here in Kansas City.
Think about the Chiefs. You know, it's the same thing. They have gotten rid of that, you know, scum or that whatever it is.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the AL Central fluctuation in the division.
Mm-hmm.
Royals did move up. Now they are third above the Guardians. They're at plus 280. Guardians plus 310.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
Yankees, I wonder what they are now in the AL East. They just lost maybe Lucas Heal for the rest of the year.
Can you believe that? I mean, they got him and Stanton sitting out there on the DL. You've got LeMahieu that's out now.
At least they're not paying Heal.
Yet they're not. Rookie of the year, yeah.
Marcus Stroman is now set to be the starter for the Yankees. Season's over.
They're plus 100. Orioles at second, plus 250.
Yeah, take the Orioles.
Wow.
It's the Orioles year.
When you say it's their year for
to win
to win the division or to
win the year? I don't know about winning the whole thing, but I mean, I don't know. I just think that now that Jackson Holliday's got a year under his belt, plus they have all
those
other...
Is that your pick to win the AL?
I don't know. I mean, I'm biased as all hell because I think this Royals team, the way that I've heard things, whether they've, I don't know if they can win the AL, but I think that's the Orioles' biggest competition. I think those two teams have the two best players in the AL.
I'd be more concerned, quite honestly, if I was an Orioles fan than a Royals fan going into this year. And for one reason only, the Orioles faded at the end and basically quit and didn't even play in the postseason. You know, like,
they ran into great pitching from the Royals.
Yeah, but they look flat towards the end of the year. Like they, I'm talking like August, September. You remember, I watched a lot of Orioles baseball because I like their play by play guy and they're on early. Mm-hmm. But they lost something late in the season last year and kind of limped in, you know, to the postseason. So I wonder if they're going to recover from that. That should be a concern for Baltimore fans. Did they limp in last year, and is that going to impact this year?
I think they're just fine. I mean, if Jackson Holliday is doing what he's can do, which I think he's going to have an insane bounce back year, they have him, Henderson, and the catcher, Rutschman all hitting 1-2-3. Yeah. I mean, or 2-3-4. I mean, that's a killer three in their lineup, plus their pitching's pretty decent as well.
Who do you like in the West?
Seattle or Texas? I mean, Seattle has that rotation. Texas is just always somehow like doing it some way, shape, or form.
So is Houston, though, too.
Did you see they're moving Altuve to left field?
I saw that yesterday.
I would hit to left field every single time.
I tried to hit it over his head.
I mean, yeah, he's going to play left field. Boston's also got a different team in the East. Yep. They signed Bregman. They've got some weapons as well. Like Devers is at third, maybe. But yeah, I mean, it's to me, it's, you know, I think Baltimore and Kansas City is the future of the American League.
I do too. Yeah.
I think Cleveland still has to be respected. Obviously the Yankees are there. Detroit's really good.
Yep.
You know, they bring back the triple crown Cy Young winner basically.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, it's very interesting. I mean, I know that I'm biased and I hang on these Royals a lot because I think that what Bobby Witt Jr. brings to this team is something different. We can get into superstardom a little bit later. Somebody's trying to pull on my emotions, and say that, would you trade Jack Caglione for Paul Skeens straight up? Let's have a debate.
There's no question. There's no debate. Yeah. I mean, come on now.
Of course I'm keeping Jack.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Skeens has got like another pitch and Livy Dunn. Like, so why wouldn't we trade that guy?
Yeah, Paul Skeens is going to be dirty.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and hit him for Cy Young.
Yeah, what are the odds on that? I mean, you're not gonna make any money on Paul Skeens winning the Cy Young Award this year, right?
He lost last year because of three reasons. One, he didn't get called up quick enough. Two, Chris Sale was a triple crown. And three, the kid's just too young to win an award like that.
Yeah, you can't give it to him.
His numbers were astonishing. But again, didn't have the full season like Sale did. But either way, how
plus
was
200.
Sale? Plus 200. Is he the favorite?
Yes. Yeah. Zach Wheeler falls behind him at plus 700.
Nice. What's Bobby to win MVP? I know it's going to take you a little bit of time.
The odds are for Zach Wheeler to lead the league in wins this year, by the way. Zach Wheeler is number one in odds to lead the league in wins.
Wow. Where do you think he's at?
Bobby? Is it for AL MVP?
Yeah, AL MVP.
I bet he's third.
Second, third. He is first, plus 270. Judge, plus 300. And that's a big gap. Gunnar Henderson, plus 750 at third. So it's him and Judge right now.
Yeah, of course. That's who it should be, right?
Hell yeah, dude.
Who was last year? Zero first place votes.
Zero. But if you want to take a flyer, Gunnar Henderson is the answer, plus 750. You can win some money on that, yeah.
Right. The carousel in the NFL offseason continues. Horton for the Chiefs catching some interest out of nowhere yesterday.
As he should. Right. I mean, the guy's a really good football player.
That's your guy.
I love him. I love Turk Wharton. And
why don't you marry him?
Because I'm taking. Yeah, Dana would be pissed, but I love Turk Wharton too, man. 8.5 sacks last year for this guy. I mean, can you remember one Turk Wharton sack? Probably not. But the guy had 8.5. Like, he's a very good player. And if he's not going to be able to get paid here, which probably isn't going to happen, I hope Turk Wharton gets himself a nice contract and really finds himself some good dough out there on the free agent market, because he's shown and he's proven that he is one of the better defensive tackles right now that is going to hit free agency.
I mean, I like him. It screams Brett Veach. Is he a system player on your defense that can foil in and out? And is he cheap? Absolutely.
Yeah, like, was.
Yeah.
So. Was. Now the guy's going to get the bag. But, I mean, that's a Missouri S&T kid. I mean, my God, how many kids from Missouri Rolla are doing things in the NFL? And Turk Wharton was like one of those undrafted rookie free agents. Again, another guy that shows Brett Veach knows what he's doing. I know we want to talk about Breland Speaks and Sky Moore. Turk Wharton wasn't a drafted player. That's a undrafted free agent that he found, that he turned into a guy that dominated, that's now going to go get paid. It's a major win for Brett Veach.
Yeah, get Turk back on the team. Turk, O'Minihue, and Chris Jones. I'd be okay.
Yes. I mean, they don't really have other D-line. Him and Karloftis right now, that's it.
I'm just interested in what he's going to get on the open market, like if he's going to outprice himself from Kansas City. There's a good chance he does.
Possibly.
I think so.
The miles and miles of rumors continue as now a new team is on the lurk for Myles Garrett. I see you guys in text yesterday. This would suck. Buffalo seems to be having a lot of interest in Myles Garrett.
What would you give up for Myles Garrett if you're Buffalo right now? Is that the missing piece to get you over the hump?
I'd trade him Cook because he wants a contract.
He wants a contract. That's,
they either have to pay him. He's running back. Yeah. Cleveland doesn't have a running back. Yeah. Myles Garrett doesn't want to be there. You win-win.
Yeah.
Obviously, in that whole drama that they're like, well, we're not budging. And Myles Garrett's like, okay, well, we can do this the hard way or the easy way. And then Buffalo could be like, well, we really want it. We got to, like we said earlier, baseball trades. If you want to get something, you got to give up something.
Yeah.
I mean, Nick Chubb definitely is not the same running back anymore. He's a free agent, too.
Yeah, he's a free agent, yeah.
Which means you're probably not bringing him back if he's not the same.
Which means he's done.
Cook was a stud last year. What, led the AFC in touchdowns?
I think led the NFL league in touchdowns? Rushing touchdowns.
So, Mr. Cook, you want a deal? Okay, we're going to send you to Cleveland.
Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. I'll play for less. Too late.
league minimum or a nice contract and playing for Cleveland? What are you choosing?
Phew, chance to win and be happy or get paid and be somewhat happy. I don't know. That's a tough one to ask.
The reason the Bills haven't been able to beat the Chiefs, though. It's the defense. It hasn't been their offensive production. They can score on the Chiefs. They can't stop them. So
the honest question if you're Cook is you take the money because you're a running back.
Of course you take
the
money.
You've got one shot, and that's it.
I mean, and all the stuff about Pacheco, everybody's like, I can't believe they're not. Of course they're not paying Pacheco. They never were going to pay Pacheco.
Other news outside. Myles Garrett wanting to go to Buffalo maybe being a possibility, which I think Buffalo fans are like, oh my God, finally. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not Khalil Mack, who's apparently ready for a reunion in Chicago.
Is he really?
It's the rumor I saw yesterday that he would not debunk a reunion back to Chi-Town. The other name that popped up that gave Mack a little movement downstairs was Darius Slay is going to be released by the Philadelphia Eagles and be a free agent corner to go sign. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs need a corner. Binkley and Chris Unicero, who do the Character Concerns podcast, they've had for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Corner number one pick for the Kansas City Chiefs, or do you say scratch that and go sign Darius Slay if you can find out how to get the money right?
All right, so what has worked for this organization? They've done a nice job drafting defensive backs. You continue to do that. 34 years old, a little bit long in the tooth, high salary.
No Slay.
I get it. But you're in, so tell me why. I mean,
well, he's big play Slay. He's veteran. He's won everywhere he's been. He's fantastic man corner. He's bigger, which is nice because McDuffie, a little smaller, could put him back in the slot, have Slay out in the X guard those bigger receivers. And he's proven. I get the 34 thing, Scarrett. We just saw him play a great season on the Super Bowl winning team.
Right.
I'd take a chance on him 1 year, probably cheap.
Yeah, but I always come back to this. Teams don't get rid of good players. If they still think they can play, you're never cut because of salary in the NFL. You're cut because of age. They don't think you can play anymore. Oh, and by the way, you're making money. Fine, you're gone. But if it's somebody that's a good player that they still believe can play, salary doesn't factor in. So I look at the Eagles right now and I say, they must have got rid of him or getting rid of him, if you will, for a reason. What is that? Do they not feel he can play anymore? And that may be the case.
They did just draft two corners in the first round, too, so they feel pretty confident there. I don't know.
And they got that one guy that gave us one of the best responses. How do you stop Patrick Mahomes? We'll show you.
Now looking back on that, you're like,
Cooper DeJean.
That was scary.
Yeah, that's why they can afford to get rid of Darius Slay, because Cooper DeJean's going to be the truth.
Because we looked at that as like, oh, this guy doesn't know how to stop Mahomes. Yeah. Meanwhile, we're like, oh, no, he knows exactly what.
Yeah, he's got the answer.
We walked into that dome, chests out. We walked into there deflated.
Oh, yeah. We walked in, they don't have no idea how to stop. Oh, my God. Where's the
DeAndre Hopkins drops it. That's game. And well, we still got a minute 15 left in the first half.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. It's over. I've already spilled my coffee on poor Matt Derrick.
I told the boss that story yesterday. He's like, that's hilarious.
Well, Matt Derrick's the greatest human being on earth. I'm so humiliated that I spilled a cup of hot coffee on him. And I'm glad it was him, because anybody else would have freaked out.
What the hell?
And Matt Derrick's like, left.
Yeah, right. Matt Derrick is like, hey, it's no big deal. It's okay. I'm like, no, it is a big deal. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's so funny. And then he spilled nuts all over.
Then I spilled a bowl of nuts on him. Like, it was. Jeez.
I even used Matt Derrick's binoculars, and I was using them. I was like, you smell like coffee. And they just both started roaring laughing. I was like, well, Bob was like pimping him out too. He's like, dude, you look great. You've lost so much weight. You're healthier. You look so fantastic. Here's all of my coffee over your laptop, your Super Bowl, his Super Bowl like guide, everything just coffee ruined. Larry David comes into the Super Bowl.
I went and got him a new guide and all that kind of stuff. I took care of it. But no, I was like, so I love when people lose weight and they look great and they do. It's because it's so hard. And I know. And I was like talking them up because I really believe it. I'm like, you look great. It's awesome. I'm so, here's my coffee
and
all
then
over.
Piss coffee all over. At least Bob drinks his coffee black. So there's no sugar any additives in it. Right. So like, there is a slight positive. The franchise tag deadline is today at 3 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern. That's how that works. One name that's not going to get the franchise tag is Chris Godwin.
Mm.
Don't tease me with a good time is what I say to that.
So you're in. You'd like Godwin.
Absolutely. He's 29. Had a big injury this year.
Big injury. Second big injury in his career.
But he's a proven commodity. He's essentially when you got Juju from the Steelers. A little faster.
Yeah.
Not as big. But he's that guy. You know, he's, you know, you can trust him to be that guy. And with Mahomes, anything's possible.
So he just turned 29, so he's not quite 30.
Right.
In the prime of his career.
Playing a prove it deal.
Yeah, prove it deal.
Get him cheap.
Can I still get a big contract if I do 1 year with the Chiefs? Absolutely, you can.
You know, you look at his numbers, 1,000 yards, and 576 because he didn't play the whole season. Averages 82 yards a game.
He's a really good player.
Yeah, what the hell?
Hammer Brown.
I'll ask you this. Mm. If they're both available, Debo or Godwin, who would you have taken?
Godwin.
Quick.
Yeah. Money, okay. Everything. Yeah, Godwin. Yeah. I think Debo's overrated.
Whew. It'll be interesting to see what he does out there.
He's no
Washington.
Longer a wide receiver one, so we'll see where we actually put him as a rating as a wide receiver.